Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, the number one wrong writer, Jay Hobb. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. Guys, we got a great show for you today. First and foremost, let's say happy birthday to none other than the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today is actually his birthday today, but you know the rest of the nation celebrates his birthday whenever they want to. That's the world we live in. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, we're going to have a great show for you. I got so many things I want to expose to you today. We're going to listen to a few clips, and those clips are going to tell you a little bit more about who Dr. King really is and why it's important that we continue to do the things that he wanted us to do. This is why we should be on the next level, and we're not. Number again, call 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
The truth is I have nothing if I don't have you.
up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I want you to understand the importance of really knowing who Dr. King really is. And I said, you notice I said is, not was. Because if I said was, that means that his legacy has died and gone away. And I'm telling you, his legacy is still here to this very day. It's just a matter of how we're going to apply it and what we're going to do to make our communities a better place. Now, there's lots and lots and lots of people who don't feel that the mission that Dr. King shared and completed was all in vain. There's a lot of people who think that we're giving things in the black community that we shouldn't be giving. There's lots of people who think that we don't care about one another because of the way we treat one another within our community, the way we treat our community, the way we treat our youth, the way we look at our youth in their educational needs, in their future. But these are the things that we have to change. And if we don't change these are the things that are going to ultimately do us in. I keep telling you guys that if you don't understand yourself, if you don't know yourself, there's no possible way that you're going to be able to help the next person. You have to know who you are. Now, there's also people who we're hoping to have on the show Monday, which I'm going to play a clip real quick from none other than Dick Gregory. And Dick Gregory has some very profound advice for young black people. And I want you to listen to this clip. And the reason I'm playing this on this King celebration is because it ties into everything that Dr. King believed in. I mean, Dick Gregory marched with Dr. King. So trust me, what he is going to say in this clip, I promise you, you're going to get something out of it. So here's the clip of Dick Gregory's advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. Thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it, that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a 5-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America, because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you're 90.
Profound. That is profound, coming from none other than Dick Gregory. We need to take what he said and apply it. We need to stop thinking as in neighborhoods and start thinking as in communities. We need to stop thinking about punching a time clock for someone else and start thinking about being our own entrepreneurs. Profound. And if we can get into that mindset, then I promise you we can get to the next level. If we can get into that mindset, I promise you that we can make things happen within our communities, within our race, within our people, and then we can start branching out outside. Then we can start looking at helping those, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their race, age, religion, whatever the case may be. We can only do that, though, when we're able to help ourselves. Oh, I got a lot more for you guys today. A lot more. I got a few clips that's going to make your hairs curl on the back of your neck. Celebrating Dr. King today. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we got to understand that it's got to get better than this. And if it doesn't, then we're going to fail. We're going to fail ourselves. We're going to fail our young people. I don't want to have any part to that. Let's get it together, guys. We'll come back. We're going to play a couple more clips, and I want you guys, I want to get your input. I hear you in the chat room. I see you. And I'm going to talk to you. During the break, I'll talk to you. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and make sure that we grab somebody so they can listen to these next clips. Grab some people. It's time for us to not only say we want to make a change, but to start implementing that change. If we don't, we're going to continue to be that crab in the bucket mentality that they have labeled us with for the last 60 to 75 years. Trust me, it's real out there, fam. And we definitely got to make sure that we avoid all this. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me? I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to the show. Let me say, guys, I hear you in the chat room. And yes, family does mean a lot. But let me talk real briefly on family, and I'm going to play this clip from Dr. King. Family should be everything. Family should be everything. But when family is compromised, there's a problem. When family is put to the back burner, there's a problem. When you marry someone, you have married them. It's not playtime. And this is the ideology within the community. We're so quick to not be committed to those that we have given our life to before God. There's so much I can say on this subject. I'm not. We're going to save it for another day. We're going to save it for another day. And I'm going to go into this clip. I need to go into this clip right now. It's Dr. King, The Three Evils of Society. So I want you guys to check this out.
Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and a truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth, but we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observe the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. that dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. And I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me.
Guys, we got a little technical difficulties going on. I am going to go to another commercial, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to play another clip, all right? Number calls 347-945-7405. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Thank you.
something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate myself
Prague,
for the first
Ghana,
time
City,
in my life, and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
that Memphis,
Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable to the Life of Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here, your job, that you don't think is for you?
I mean, really?
I mean, really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got treats. We can cruise to the beach. If you're in the muse, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night moonshine. Be numerous. You let me. I won't harm the weak. Get closer and stronger. I just want to know when. You ready? Come on, let's go. If you're ready, we can go. I see you still kind of iffy about it. Well, it's like this. I can be the reason why you're staring at the clock. I can be the reason why you're looking at your watch. I can be the reason why you're looking forward, rock. I can be the reason why we're pulling off the dock.
I'll be your night shining number. If you let me, I won't harm you. Grow closer and stronger. I just want to know when.
You ready? Come on, let's go.
If you're ready, we can go there. There is so much that we can share.
So what you gotta say? A yay or a nay? I hope you don't stray and go the wrong way. You know it feels right, so don't be a dyke. I can wait for the love and settle for the life. I'm doing this because I settle for the type that saw me as a buzz, a high to their life. Now I know what's up, being fly ain't enough unless you got wings and was sent from above.
I'll be your knight, shining armor. If you let me, I won't harm you. We can grow closer and stronger. I just want to know if
you're ready. Come on, let's go.
If you're ready, we can go there. There is so much
that we can share. It's a go right here. The lifestyle is a yes. We can be the best. Yet the greatest, everything fresh. We can make the haters put the bullshit to rest. The haters put the bullshit to rest. Nah, I don't see that shit happening. But we gonna still do us anyway. You ready? Let's get up out of here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Thanks, shawty. Got it from the get-go. Get like me, no. If I don't think so. Big bank, little bank. Big bank, little bank.
Welcome back to the show. This show is probably going to go down as a show that I will always remember. While I'm talking to you guys, and in between the commercials, I'm reading some material that's very hurtful. I'm reading some material that is very disappointing. There's nothing like the one you have given your all to turn around and, how shall I say, disrespect you, turn their back on you. There's many words I want to use right now, but I can't. I have really tried to give my all as a man, as a father, as a husband. But you know, sometimes your all is not good enough. And sometimes you have to think of different ways to get out of the holes that you're in. Today is a very great day in history. Today is a very great day that we need to really hold dear to ourselves. Guys, I know we've taken a lot of breaks, but it's okay. I have a great show for you planned Monday on the national observance of Dr. King. We're going to be joined by none other than African-American high school principal, Mr. Torben Ross, and he's going to come on and he's going to talk a little bit about the state of education since the death of Dr. King. I think it's good stuff, and I think that you will like it, and I think that you will get something from it, just like I'm hoping you're getting something from today. If I don't tell you nothing else, guys, go.
Checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems they circle in, they're trying out outfox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a little.
This is Jay Dime of Made Men, and you're live in the day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I'd like to take the time now to thank everyone that has listened to the show. And I want everyone to know that I do this show because you guys give me the support. And I mean, you guys are the only ones that give me the support. And I thank you for it. And you guys know that I'd do anything for you. Continue with the support and the emails. I get it. I understand. I'm with you. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. It's the love of God because He gives it to me each and every day. So as I say to you, each and every day, peace be unto you. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go help me sing. Hey.
Something sweet as a candy bar.
Can you understand that?